Commissioners, that completes our public hearing agenda for the evening. And referring back to our first public hearing, which was change of zone number 1953, Brazier Holdings LLC. Ms. Hoey Stevens, what's your pleasure?
I think that's Mr. Mears.
Mr. Mears, oh, that's right.
It says yours.
It's mine, but it's not in my district.
It's not in your district. We'll defer to Mr. Mears.
Here with me is Mr. Mears.
Our counsel has written a motion for us.
He has.
Mr. Chairman, he's going to read into the record for us.
All right, then.
Let me find it. Give me one second. There we go. And this is the motion that Mr. Mears directed me to make. It is, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1953 for Brazier Holdings LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 along Lighthouse Road, is adjacent to the applicant's property and business that is zoned C1 and adjacent to other lands owned by the applicant. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location along Lighthouse Road will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties area roadways. Five, the site is mostly in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and Future Land Use Map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second it.
All right. Well, it's been moved and seconded to recommend the approval of change of zone number 1953, Brazier Holdings LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. So, Mr. Robertson, do you have motions prepared for the next four?
I was typing away, but I just, no, I do not. No, that one is a lot more complicated.
All right. Our next public hearing was a combined presentation, but we will vote on the motion on the application separately. First one being subdivision 20-2201 Henlopen Properties LLC. Ms. Stevenson, what's your pleasure?
Well, I'm going to ask to defer because, yeah, I didn't type anything up either. So this is the kind of area where you should have high density because it's right next to downtown and all that kind of stuff, but it just, I'm just trying to figure out how to, I'm just, again, worried about the wellhead protection. That's it.
So, there are a lot of concerns to balance, as always.
Right.
Six.
That's it. But otherwise, I make a motion to defer for further consideration unless anybody has something else they want to drop on me.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, we'll call for the question. It's been moved and seconded to recommend defer action on subdivision 2022-1 Henlopen Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 1967 Henlopen Properties LLC.
Any discussion on this, changing it to MR? Would it make a difference if we didn't do the whole thing in MR and just, again, I'm back on the stormwater management, you know, just don't have it right there where the water is. So just thinking out loud, you know, you guys know more about this stuff than I do.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. All right, make a motion to defer for further consideration for change of zone number 1967 Henlopen Properties LLC.
I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1967 Henlopen Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 1968 Henlopen Properties LLC.
I make a motion to defer for further consideration for change of zone 1968 Henlopen Properties LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1968 Henlopen Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? carried, thank you. Our next item was conditional use, number 2334, Henlopen Properties LLC.
I am going to make a motion to defer on conditional use 2334, Henlopen Properties LLC, for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2334, Henlopen Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Anyone have anything they want to add to the good of the order? Mr. Whitehouse, any words of wisdom, updates, or comments you wish to share with us at this time?
No updates from me, other than that we will re-notice that item that was not acted on all business for a later date.
Okay. All right, then, if there being no further business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony. For